and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padron, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padron Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Susan Padron Podcast. Today, we are doing something extra special because I have my friend Jess with me in studio. In real time, we're hanging out together as opposed to, you know, like in our own spaces. So this is like an extra special episode. You have probably heard of Jess if you've been following me for more than like a minute, on Instagram especially. You definitely know her by her Instagram handle, captured by Jessica Lynn. But if you have not had the opportunity to meet her yet, she's Jessica Turkowski of Jessica Lynn Photography. And she is my main photographer and has been for years. We became friends as soon as we started working together. And I am just thrilled to be able to share her with you today. Oh my goodness. Like, I'm beaming. She's beaming. We're just having a blast already. So it's going to be a good time. So to just briefly introduce Jess from, you know, her background a little bit. She is also a former potential teacher. She started on the path.
Short-lived.
Yeah. Of becoming a teacher as well, and decided to abandon that path, similar to yours truly, and pursue her dreams instead and going into photography. And we met very early on in my styling career when I needed, or I wanted to have a photographer at an event that I was hosting and just wanted somebody to capture the moments, you know, like some of the interactions that I was having. And I remember just posting to a Facebook group, I think.
I don't even remember.
I was like, I need a photographer. And, you know, I had a lot of responses. And I remember Jess reaching out. And then what really sold me on her was, I mean, her photography obviously was gorgeous back then. It's even more amazing now. But I went onto her website and was just like looking into her a bit. And there was just so much about like her authentic personality that just radiated from her about me. She's talking about how she loves nachos and like margaritas and just like and so many other elements of her personality that just really spoke to me. And I was like, yes, I don't know how much we're actually going to interact at this event, but this is somebody that I want with me. Like, this is somebody that I want in my life at this event. And of course, because we did continue to chat a little bit in the photos I loved, we immediately just started connecting and working together for like another photo shoot and then for like different styled shoots that we were working on. And every time our paths crossed, I was like, yes, I love this girl.
Who's this that's going to be there?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Jess is going to be there. Yeah, exactly. Like, I would always scout out, like, the photographer list for, like, the styled shoots. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Jess is going to be there. This is going to be fucking great. And it was. Like, we'd always have a good time, regardless of, like, whatever kind of shit show was happening with the styled shoot. So now for all of my branding photo shoots, like, any beautiful photo that you've seen of me, it's because of Jess.
And you.
Fair. But what I am dying for Jess to really share with all of you, I mean, so many good things, but specifically where I want to start is just the importance of finding a photographer that you can connect with, whether it's for your wedding or for a branding shoot. You know, like, can you speak a bit about that? You know, like, why do you think it's important, even from like the photographer's perspective, as well as like from your client's perspective?
Yeah. That's a loaded question.
It is, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. For me, like, personally, in interacting with my couples, I do consult. I say couples, but obviously it's people and professions also. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know, if you don't have the same kind of core values, if you don't have the same even morals, like, mm-hmm. not that we're doing a super, like, morality type shoot.
One of the many things that I love about you is how you're constantly speaking about, especially like on social media, about how it's so important for people, like whether they're, you know, getting married or doing a branding photo shoot, whatever it is, to really have a connection with their photographer. Can you explain a little bit about like how your clients find you and what that process is like and in getting to know them, you know, like going into a wedding or a brand photo shoot, like whatever it is.
Right. Okay. For me personally, mm-hmm. I think it's really important that your first steps are even on your website, which is, like you said, how you found me. I recently had a couple talk to me about it, and it was the groom, who I almost never interact with until it's time for a consult or anything like that. And he was like, the copy on your website sounded like somebody that I wanted to work with. And I just remember, like, when I first started thinking back, that you had to sound professional be a professional. Mm-hmm. And it drove me. Are we allowed to curse?
Yes. Please do.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I just need people who are trying to show up as their genuine selves.
Yeah.
Especially with branding and things like that. If you're trying to put off into the universe your business that you created and your little brain baby, it's important that it, like, represents you.
Yeah.
So a lot of figuring out couples and even figuring out, like, weddings separate from businesses is also supposed to be a representation of people and their own relationship.
Yeah.
So it's, like, one, if you're not trying to convey that, I'm probably not the person. Mm-hmm. Two, if you, like, don't know what that is, we'll help you find it together, mm-hmm. which luckily you always know, which is great. But I do have people that are, like, indifferent to things.
Yeah.
And then three, if you really are, like, super steadfast in your ways and in your idea of something and it doesn't align with me, we're probably not going to vibe together.
Yeah.
And branding sessions, weddings, like, engagement sessions, family sessions, everything. It's just spending time together. Mm-hmm. So you want to, like, who you're spending time with?
Oh, my gosh.
Above all else.
Yeah. Like, everything that you just said resonates with me so much. And, I mean, I know you know this, but, like, sharing with, you know, everybody listening, I hired my wedding photographer. Tony and I got married in 2010. And I hired her because my sister used her. And, like, my sister loved how her photos turned out. But we were like, she was kind of a bitch at your wedding.
She kind of sucked.
Her photos are really great. So, like, yeah, we'll just go with her again. I was like, maybe she was just having a day. And spoiler alert, she was not just having a day. That's her personality. It sucks.
It's hard.
So
I tell my brides too, I'm like, listen, I know you think you're spending your wedding day with your significant other. Nope.
No.
You spend the majority of it with me. So Let's get along.
Oh my gosh. And honestly, like, I didn't even know that was a thing, like, that you could get along with your wedding photographer until I met you.
Like, okay.
And, like, Tony and I had already been married for, like, a hot minute when you and I met. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Like, it was just so funny because, you know, I obviously, you know, found you to work with me for that, like, first event. But then you're like, yeah, I'm a wedding photographer. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, wedding photographers can be really talented and cool.
Professional?
Like, what?
What? Those two worlds mix?
It, like, blew my mind, which sounds so silly. But I know, like, when my sister was getting married, when I was getting married, it was like, okay, like, look at who's in Philly Mag.
Right.
And, like, oh, like, where are you finding all these photographers? Like, who's top rated? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, that's all well and good. But personality.
Right.
Like,
which is actually really funny that you mentioned that, because I, like, have always tried to get into those magazines and submitted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plot twist. You have to pay to be in those.
Yes.
Which I was like, wait, little old me was just trying to, like, start out and get my feet off the ground, you then want to take a cut of all of my winnings or mm-hmm. take this massive marketing fee. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's not for me.
Right. Yeah, I know that. That blew my mind when I also found that out about some of the other like regional magazines. Yeah. And like, I understand like there's some benefit to like pay to play marketing, but I think that there are a lot of other outlets, like a lot of other magazines that are out there where when you don't know that, when you don't know that they're right. pay to play, they seem like this end all be all of like accomplishments.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, when I
was not.
Yeah. And like sometimes like with the best of Philly stuff, I know that that's different. Like that's yeah. separate, but like just being featured in like Philly magazine, like Philly Mag, it's pay to play, which again, like no shame in pay to play marketing, but like, it sucks when you find out it, like right. initially it feels like a fucking gut punch and you're like, that's fun.
Right.
That's great. But anyway, it's a little sidetrack.
A little sidebar
there. It's fine. Little rant on like, you know, regional magazines that way. And also no hate
They're
on
beautiful.
Philly Mag too.
They are beautiful. And the work in there is beautiful.
It's
I get it.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for real. So like it makes sense, but still, just the fact that you can get along with your wedding photographer.
Yeah.
And I feel like with so many of your couples too, like they, you know, they hire you to do their engagements and like something for their boudoir and then their wedding. And then like when they do like a maternity session, like they're like family photos and like all of that. And I think that also speaks to the kind of relationship that you really build with your clients, and it's just so effortless for you.
Right.
Like that's just
another like big thing that I get from couples all the time. They're like, oh, I was looking through your work, and you know, I always tell people find something that vibes with you. Like mm-hmm. find something you want to hang in your house. If it's not me, if I don't match your style, like understandable. Find something that you want to look at forever.
Yeah.
But they'll always say like, oh, everybody looks so like genuine and happy. Like, well, that's kind of the goal. And there is beauty in editorial, and I love doing editorial stuff too. But my job on people's wedding day is like, I don't want to make you look like a cake topper.
Right.
I want you to have pictures that you get to look at and like cherish and love and refeel again, which is why it's important for me to connect
with my
couples in general, because if not, you're just two people that I'm moving around.
Right.
Little dolls.
Yeah, which also isn't fun for you if that's how it's going. And I know that's like something that I get so many compliments on with like my photos that you take of me.
The
like,
season smile.
The season smile. Yeah. But that's something that you are really, like, I would love to take credit for the Susan smile. Like, I can now. Obviously, like, smile, it's mine.
You own it.
I own it. It's part of me, physically and energetically. But it's something that you really helped me to find. And it was so hilarious story. I'll have to, like, reshare this photo. I've shared it a bunch, and I'm sure if you've been following me for a while, you've seen it. But, like, one of my favorite photos that Jess ever took of me, and I have so many favorites, don't get me wrong.
Is it the beach one?
It's the beach one. It's the Susan Smile origin story. Like,
so pretty.
Thanks.
Picture too.
Jess asked if I wanted to do a sunrise beach photo shoot, which like if anyone ever asks you that, like the answer is abso-fucking-lutely I do, because the lighting, the experience. So we were doing a sunrise photo shoot on the beach, and I was wearing this like gorgeous flowy dress because Jess was like, wear something light, beachy, flowy. And I was like, I got it. Because this is a dress that I maybe wore like twice, because it's the slit was scandalous.
She'd be slitting.
And it was just so beautiful and like so perfect for the day. And Jet, like, she had me kneeling on the sand, I think, and I was worried because like the wind picked up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure like I just flashed through, like all my business.
And I feel like this was pretty early on.
It was early on in our like friendship. And I don't even remember exactly what you said, but I was cracking up. You were like something like, I like it, or like, it's fine.
Like, welcome to-
yeah. And I was cracking up, and Jess just like captured that moment of me like really joyfully laughing. And normally when I laugh really hard and I'm being photographed, you know, I think we all get a little self-conscious because we're like, that's what our face is.
Yeah. My face. I look like a thumb.
Like, oh no. But she just got this photo and I was speechless like when I saw it. Oh. And I felt so beautiful. And it was beyond just like feeling beautiful in a posed photo. Like, it felt so much more special to me because it was capturing that emotion. Yeah. Like, that moment and how much fun we were having. And I felt so beautiful.
Divine.
And
it's the moments I live for.
And then, like, we just started making jokes about it afterwards, you know, like when we would do additional photo shoots, like for branding and things for my business, where you'd be like, okay, just do the Susan smile, like referring to that beach picture. And because I had that, I was like, oh, okay. So like, I just have to like laugh, you know, and
be myself
and like be comfortable with all of that. Like, that's easy. And since then, you know, so many people who see my photos, they're like, you know, oh my gosh, your smile. And I was like, thank you. But also, that's Jess. Like, that.
I'm hilarious.
Also, yes. I mean, we crack up during all of our photo shoots together. Mm-hmm. And it's just great. Like, you just have a great time.
I actually talk about that a lot with pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
So people are always like nervous or anxious or haven't taken a picture since high school when they just had to like stare like dead-deered at the camera.
Right, like, with like a head awkwardly yeah. tilted.
I'm not going to do this. Yeah. But I tell people all the time, I'm like, no, photography should be like fun.
Yeah.
Like, just in general, no matter what you're shooting, like, it should be enjoyable. If you leave it like, oh, that was the worst experience of my life, your wedding photography, something like that, you look back at the pictures and you're like, fuck, I hated that moment. Instead of like, oh, remember how much fun we were having in that moment?
Right.
Like, branding too. If you have a bad photo shoot for branding or family pictures or like literally anything in the world, yeah. any photo shoot, you're never going to use those pictures because no. they're going to have like such a negative connotation in your head,
mm-hmm.
which is specifically why I try to make it fun.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah. And just talking about family photos for a second. I love the ones that you've taken of me and my little family because, like, Bunny loves you. He thinks that you're the coolest, like, yeah, has back. Forever. And
because I touch bugs.
Exactly. You're not, like, a big scaredy like I am when it comes to insects. Any furry animal, bring them to my heart. Like, I will cuddle with them. And, like, reptiles are cool, too.
Tarantulas.
Mm,
they're furry.
Fair. I take it back. Furry insects.
Furry with four legs.
Furry with four legs. Yes. Totally doable. Furry with eight legs. It's really the eyes, actually, that like, ugh, I can't with tarantulas.
Well, but how cute would a puppy look if it had like 600 eyes?
I don't know. Oh, I don't think I could do it.
That's how I feel about tarantulas. They're just like little fluffy puppies.
Okay. Make sure. I want to know like where you stand, where the rest of you stand on this, like with the tarantulas. Like,
they count.
Cute or not. Okay, so family photos. When Jess did them for us, and we've done family photos like when we've been on vacation with other photographers, and they turn out fine.
They're still beautiful. They're pretty pictures.
Not to shit on other photographers, like I'm not, but there is something to be said about a photographer who is great with kids too, because not all family photographers are
the same.
Yeah. And it's also funny because, oh my gosh, so we go to the Outer Banks every year as like a whole family. It's, you know, my little, like the three of us, my sister, her kids, my parents. And we always have a nice time, but we used to do a lot of these like family, like beach photo shoots. And
everybody wear white and blue.
Yeah, no, for real. We definitely have like the white and khaki photos and like the very early on, like before I was a stylist.
That was a thing though.
It was a thing.
So it tracks.
And now like I see families taking those like white shirts and khaki bottoms like on the beach. And I'm like, you look like you're part of a cult. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing
just
here?
All stepped off the sailboat.
Yeah. So we would do these family photos and, I just remember so much screaming at children and not from the photographer, but like the photographer be trying their best, like really wrangle everybody and like get them all together. But like all of the fights that would happen. And then you look back at the photos and they happen to look okay, but you're like,
damn, why is my face so red? And then,
yeah.
I was sweating, chasing my children around.
Right. Like, oh my gosh. Some of those memories are just rough. But I just.
It's the importance of people-led things.
Yeah.
So you always. Yeah. It's the same with styling too, right? So you always talk about in a photo shoot, style the hardest person.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You're the hardest person in your family.
I am the hardest person. I get styled first.
It's fine.
Exactly. Tony and little Tony are like.
Sure.
Yeah. They're like, send it my way. Whatever.
How many layers do I put on in the summer? Uh-huh. Let's go, Mom.
Yeah. I mean, I let Bunny wear whatever he wants to wear.
Right.
Every single day, I'm like, go get dressed, whatever he puts on, no complaints. Like, as long as it's seasonally appropriate and he won't, like, overheat or freeze, I'm like, you do you. I want you to be comfortable and, like, feel like you can be who you are.
That's Logan.
But for photo shoots, I'm like, okay, but, like.
You'll be who you are, but just elevate it a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. So. And he's like, okay, I can do that. And but Tony's the same way.
But it's the same when, like, you're taking pictures of people. You focus on the hardest person. Ugh. So when it comes to family shoots, you just try not to do a whole lot of those like super posy ones. If they happen, great. Yeah. Like that's wonderful. I've had so many parents come back to me, one family specifically, who was like a little horror story for me, but we created these like beautiful candids with them the first time around.
Yeah.
The second time around, the mom was like, I just love those beautiful candids. Like they were my favorite part. Can we recreate some of them? And I was like, well, we can't recreate a candid, but like, we'll definitely do some candid work.
Can we recreate?
Can we recreate a candid? Yeah. I was like, ma'am, here's a dictionary. But so I'm in the process of getting to recreate this ones, but this mom had already had in her head exactly what she wanted. So this daughter does exactly what I ask her to do. And the mom like flips the shit. Yells at her daughter, makes her cry. Oh my God. I was like, I questioned in that moment if families were for me after that because I was like, so now I put strictly in my contract that the parents are not allowed to yell at their children.
Yeah.
Period. You signed off on it if you read it. If you didn't read off on it, you still signed off on it.
Yeah.
Like, and I will bring it up. And so a lot of that and same with like, you know, wedding and branding, everything.
Yeah.
It's just straight lifestyle. Like, just let things unfold. Let your life happen in front of you. Let your emotions take control. That's what I want to capture.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, you can get a million pictures of people, like, me and my bestie.
Yeah.
It's not, like, important to me, which sounds really stupid because it is what people find important.
Well, because I think that, I know for me, like, going back, like, 13 years ago when I got married, like, there are all of these articles, like blog posts about making sure that you have your shot list together. And and I remember like Tony and I made the choice, the mistake. I don't know.
Was it an Excel?
No, it wasn't. But we typed out our shot list. And then we asked our parents about the shot list. And who they wanted us to have photos with. And I shit you not, there were people we were meeting for the first time at our wedding who we were taking photos with, like posed photos because they were on the shot list.
Oof.
And Tony was like,
hi, nice to meet you. Smile in my forever pictures.
Right. Like, I remember he was like, gee, like, who are these people? And I'm like, I don't know. They're from your family. He's like, no, they're not. And I was like, they are definitely not from mine. I do not know these people. Like, your mom is talking to them. Like, they were from his family.
Right.
Obviously. But, like, I'm just like, ugh. So, anyway.
My aunt introduced herself to me at my sister's wedding.
Hmm. Yikes.
My sister only had 3 bridesmaids and the other one was like mixed race. I'm not going to say her name. Almost let us in. I'm on the bride's side and I was like, it's so nice to meet you. Because I didn't want to start the conversation with her.
Oh my God. Your aunt.
My aunt. We're real close.
Yeah, clearly. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, but shot list.
Shot list.
But there is some merit in like a family shot list, I will say, in keeping people out of them. It's like, it is the best thing. Okay. So you have your immediate shot list, right? And I need that. I don't know whose parents are still together. I don't know if you get along with your parents. I don't know if you like your sister. I don't know if your sister's fiance should be in these pictures if we like him. I don't know that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have it. At the same time, if I have like Aunt Linda behind my shoulder, and I use this all the time, I'm like, oh, here's my list, Aunt Linda. You can use your name. We'll get you during cocktail hour. And then they like leave.
Wow.
So there's a little, but like that's a people shot list, not like exact posing shot list.
Yeah. No, it's like the people shot list, like the list. And I know that there's like some importance to that. I feel like being the type A overachiever that I used to be. And now I'm like, I'm still an overachiever, but like in a healthy way. And I'm more of like a type B plus at this phase of my life.
B plus with extra credit.
Exactly. Yes. B plus with extra credit. I like that. I know that our shot list, our people shot list was a lot, a lot.
It probably took a chunk of time too.
So much time. Oh my gosh.
That's one thing people don't understand.
Yeah.
And I wish I could just make that make sense. I'm like, every single combination you have, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minute minimum.
And that's if like the people are ready and easy to find. And
if you have 30 people, that's an hour.
Ugh.
Of family pictures of standing there like.
Yeah.
I love Wallace and Brown that smile.
I love it. The face that you made. It's beautiful. I hope that makes it to Instagram.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. So.
No, I'm like, sorry.
No, I love it. Oh my goodness. Totally lost my train of thought because that was just.
It wasn't Wallace and Gromit?
Hilarious. It was not.
I lost it.
Okay, so we talked a bit about, you know, how to find your ideal clients and like how that's always just about being authentically you and naturally your people find you.
Attract your vibe.
And exactly. Attract and repel. Like, I think that, you know, there, and I've talked about this before, but there's a lot to that concept. I think so many of us are like, oh, we want to bring in, we want to attract like our people. And there's that heavy focus on the attraction element of it. But like repel is just as important. I mean, for real, like if, especially now, especially in 2023,
bye.
Like values are, core values are more important than ever. I feel like for small business owners. And if you don't align, like, please kindly fuck off.
There's the door.
Like,
I do think like a lot of people, and not that you have to be a business owner to find your values.
Sure.
But I think owning a business and interacting with different people, like, I think it helps you find your values. So even what you started as, earlier branding photos of myself that I look back on, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew, why did I choose to like showcase that idea of me when that's not what I do? You know, like.
Yeah.
So you can grow.
Exactly. No.
You don't have to like stay in one thing.
Absolutely. And I remember for myself, like being in early phases of that shift that I was going through, like when I had my first round of professional photos before Jess and I met. I shared them recently on Instagram where I was going through.
Wait, like, was it your
J. Crew phase where it was like, it's a cute outfit, but like,
adorable.
I mean, it was how I felt a stylist should look professional. What professional look
professional.
Like.
Yeah,
professional.
It should be a swear word.
Really? Yeah. I think that it's just, oh, it's just obnoxious. But it was funny because I had some of those photos from like that first real, like, I'm a professional stylist. Like, look at me.
Look at my necklace.
Look at my necklace. Like, look at my pencil skirt. It has a print on it because I'm different.
And with a navy blue top, obviously. Yeah, obviously. It
had to be. With a navy
blue black top. Black is too basic.
Exactly. And a navy blue top that covered all my tattoos. So, and that was something that I was unfortunately intentional about at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, what
I if still do it sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. When I have like big church weddings.
Yeah.
I show up. I'm like, I got to cover my shoulders up. People can't see that I have a tattoo. Meanwhile, like the whole rest of my arm, my other arm.
Yeah.
I try not to as much, but like it happens.
Well, I think that that's a little bit tricky too, because in different like religious institutions, there are just certain things where even if it's not necessarily the tattoos,
right.
Like it's not necessarily the tattoos being exposed that it's offensive. Sometimes it's just level of skin.
Yeah.
And that I can understand, like you wanting to just be considerate of the venue where you're at and the couple and, yeah. and their values for that
and
day.
And then their guests show up and they're like beautiful gowns all open. And right. I'm like,
yeah.
I want to change.
It's tricky. But, you know, what I realized is that I didn't want to have to hide any part of myself. And that's something that I become more and more secure about sharing, you know, obviously on the podcast and everywhere else. Like, even just having conversations with my clients about that, like, not wanting to hide part of me. Because being more openly myself and authentically myself allows me to have deeper, more meaningful connections with my clients.
Right.
And I think that's something that you do so well too, where you're just like, hey.
It me.
Sorry,
or you're welcome.
Yeah. And then that's what people fall in love with.
Yeah.
It's like how you can genuinely create real relationships with clients or just with people in general, like how you can meet friends.
I feel like we talked about this like super early on when you were like, oh, your website stood out to me.
Yes.
Right. And exactly. I'm going back to that again, because when I first made my website, it was like, I am the photographer that you've been looking for to capture your most special moments. Like, it was such bullshit. It was like, do you enjoy long walks on the beach? Like, I kind of like,
no.
Well, it was fucking terrible. And then I was like reading through it.
Yeah.
Or I would show up to a shoot and somebody would be like, oh, like you're a little different than I expected. And I'm like, oh shit. Like maybe I should like show up as myself in my online presence too.
Yeah.
Which is literally, I had just changed my website and you reached out and you're like, I just really like your website. And I was like, yes, it's working. And clearly like it attracted the right kind of vibe for me.
Yeah.
So I kept it. It's just gotten more me. A couple more swear words sprinkled in there.
That was perfect. Like that's how it should be. And I remember when I was going through that, like, where I was kind of like dipping my toe into being more me, you know, like after I went.
Just dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah. Like just dropping the F-bomb. Also, like when I cut my hair and like dyed it blonde.
Yes.
Then on my website, I actually had some photos of like J. Crew Susan and some photos of like blonde, visibly tattooed Susan. And I remember I was contacted by this person to like do some styling at an event that they were hosting. And I had been, the reason why Jessie's laughing.
Finished showing up.
No, for real though. So like I was in contact with this one person that was like part of the company that was going to hire me. We chatted, we hit it off. It was great. Then her boss wanted to talk with me. Fine.
Oh.
Like a real entrepreneur, I took that phone call. This is also terrible. Thankfully, my boundaries have gotten better. The day after I had it might have been the same day that I had surgery.
Oh my gosh. Not me answering emails from the hospital after I had a baby. Like, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Better boundaries now, but still.
Thank goodness.
So I take this call, and I remember I was like on the couch, you know, recovering from surgery. Tony was with me. My mom was there too, just like helping out. With the baby, because Bunny was little at the time. And I'm talking to this woman about the event and everything. And she's like, I just have a question for you. Like, I was on your website and I see like some photos of you where you have like long brown hair.
Ew.
And other photos of you.
Why are you asking?
Where you have short blonde hair. Like, which one is how you look now? and like a fucking dating app.
Neither. I have a pink mohawk. Why?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, the short blonde. Like, that's me. Like, and yeah, I have tattoos. Like, that's what I look like now. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, would you be comfortable showing up to the event with your tattoos covered? And even
gotta go.
I was like, can I ask? I said to her, I was like, can I ask why? Right. I was like, none of my tattoos are offensive. Like, they all have, at the time, like, they all have like beautiful meaning. I mean, not none of my tattoos are offensive now, but like, some of them just have less.
Tattoos don't need meanings.
They don't need meanings.
First off.
Exactly.
Firm believer.
Some of them I just like. But at the time, I was like, they all have beautiful meanings. Like, they represent like myself, my family. Like, it's all
right.
Really. Like, none of them are scary. Too. Yeah, they're very important, like a reflection of me. And she's like, yeah, well, just the people that are going to be there, I don't think they would like to see someone with as many tattoos as you have. So could you wear something like long sleeved?
I feel like, could they just wear shades?
And I said to her, and I was like, I'm sorry, but like this... Like, I will refund your deposit. I am not the right person for this event.
It was like the start of boundaries.
It was. Like, it That's was
so nice.
It was. And
oh, thank you to that lady.
Yeah. I mean, she was a real.
See you next Tuesday.
Exactly. She was a real see you next Tuesday. For sure. And that conversation like went on, and I like really held my ground, and I was proud of myself. And then I cried after, because that's how I do things.
That's how we do.
I'm like, I'm really strong, and I'm standing in my boundaries. And as soon as we're done talking, I'm going to cry a lot, but then I'll feel good.
Right. Get it all the emotions.
Yeah. Like, it's a release. It's an energetic release. So no shame in crying.
I did the same thing with my old headshots. I was completely like covered head to toe.
Yeah.
And then somebody actually saw me. This was like semi-recently. They had met me before they saw my work. It was at like a retreat thing.
Yeah.
This person lives in like Florida, so zero connection. And she like looked at me, made her assumption of me, and then went to my Instagram and was like in front of me. Like, it was weird. It's a weird situation. She was like, oh my God, your couples are all like really beautiful. And they have like really elegant weddings. And I was like, yeah, like, wow. What do you mean? And she was like, I don't know. I thought you would like have a completely different style than you actually do. And I was like, because I have tattoos, like, because I'm loud, like, because I'm fun. I'm just confused. I'm like, what exactly like gave you that impression? And she was like, I don't know. I just like developed an opinion of you.
Wow.
And I was like, cool.
Wow.
Cool. I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
Like, what's wrong with people? Stop being so judgy.
Yeah, for real.
Takes it back to the whole thing of like, professional doesn't have to mean fucking stuffy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think there just needs to be this giant overhaul on the definition of professional.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, same. Same.
It's one person at a time.
Exactly. It's a life goal. And I can't handle it when I get into conversations with the people who are just so stuck in their view of what professional should look like, especially for women, because, and I'm sure it strongly impacts non-binary folks too, but like women, I think just get even more judged more often by people because we do have more clothing options than men. Like, men are really limited in what they can wear. It's just that, like, that's how it goes. Like, if you are a cishet man, chances are you have like
four options.
Yeah, for real. It's like, it's very limited. But like, women, we have more freedom. And because of that, there is a lot more room for being critical, I think. And, you know, for like a guy, if he's going to be dressed up professionally and he's wearing a long sleeve button down, all like his tattoo sleeves are covered.
Covered.
But like, I am not interested in wearing
long sleeve. I am not a long sleeve button down person.
No, like
I don't own a shirt with a collar.
Yeah. If it's linen and I'm on the beach, like that's different.
Right.
But
for me, still no. But for you, that's fair.
But like, it's just not.
Yeah.
Not my jam. But
I get asked what I'm going to wear to weddings. by couples sometimes. Yeah. I think it's on like the not list.
Really?
Yeah. They go, what are you going to wear to a wedding? And I go, a bathing suit. Is that wrong? And they're like, oh, I guess that's a dumb question. I was like, it is. But I mean, if you need to know what I'm going to wear, it's probably something, not a bathing suit.
You're like, I don't know. I've never been to one before. Like,
yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just really, it's just my first day.
Oh my God. I can't.
Professional. Somebody told me, he goes, because we were talking with a wedding guest. It was me and one of my friends, Christy, who I shoot with a lot. And we were talking, he goes, we're sweating. We both look like a trench bowl. It's disgusting. It was so hot. It was disgusting. And so we're both dripping sweat. And this man comes over and he was like, well, both of you guys are wearing black. Of course you're sweating. Like, it's the middle of summer. And I was like, well, we wear black, me personally, to blend in with people. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to wear neon yellow and like stick out, because if my second shooter gets me in a picture, I want to be able to like clone myself right out of there. So it never existed. It's easier to do in black. Yeah. So we were like, yeah, we do it to fit in. And then Christy said, we also do it to kind of look more professional. And the man, bless his heart, I loved him. He was like, oh, well, you're holding a camera and you take pictures for a living. So you could show up naked and you'd still be a professional photographer.
Yes.
Like,
I love that.
It. And it was somebody that I did not expect that to come out of. So I was like, oh, look at me being judgy.
I was really expecting it to be a mansplaining situation.
I know.
How he started.
I thought so too.
But he had a great redemption arc, so.
I was very impressed by him.
Yeah.
I was like, sir, I prejudged you in my head. That's my bad. I did exactly what I just hated on that other person for doing. I did it. My bad.
I know, but like when someone comes in mansplaining at you for wearing black.
Black.
When you're a photographer.
In the heat.
Like, I don't know. Like, you don't need that.
Leave me alone.
But also, I do appreciate his viewpoint.
I was very impressed.
Yeah. All right.
Very impressed by him.
Props to you, guest.
And his white button-down shirt.
Ugh, the eye roll that I just, like, I just had. You could probably hear it on the audio. Like, I don't even know.
Takes a cross.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So, what I would love for you to share next, something a little more serious.
Boo.
I know. And that is about a wedding that you had somewhat recently that you shared with me after I had a real shit experience with a client that like broke me for a minute.
It happens.
Yeah. That I was telling you about when we had lunch last week. And then when you shared your story and then you shared about it on Instagram too, I was like, Jess needs to share this on my podcast because just the relatability of it, I think, is something that we don't talk about enough as like entrepreneurs going through these experiences. And regardless of how many incredible, like, Google reviews and like thank you notes and text messages that we receive from, you know, our clients that we're just overwhelmed with daily, which is amazing. And we appreciate them.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Please. The one time that you have a really terrible experience, it knocks you down big time. So I would love for you to share about that.
So mine was specifically at a wedding, and I will never, ever forget this couple, which I've told you. They're burned in my brain forever.
Yeah.
I was about to get this bride into her dress. We are a little bit behind on the timeline, but we always are. I had suggested for her to do touch-ups on her makeup, even though we were behind, but she was like, I just want to do them. And I was like, fine. They're not going to get married without you, which I tell everybody all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to get married without you. But so she did them. It took up more time. It's fine. She gets into her dress. She comes out so we could start doing the picture portion. And she's just like, you can tell that there's a lot of emotions in her.
Yeah.
So I start doing my pictures and I try not to even instruct in any of these parts, but sometimes people look at me for things to do. Like, what do I do with my hands? I'm like, well, I'll use them to zip her dress. Like, there's only one other option here to do, but it's fine. So, and she just starts like weeping. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in my head, because I have no idea what is happening. I'm like, oh, she's just so excited to get in her dress and marry her person. Like, I thought she was excited. And then usually, so when people start getting anxious in pictures, I just remind them, even though they're candids, they're happy candids. Like, I think all of my couples have heard me say, happy candids, like, we love putting on earrings, we love putting on shoes, instead of just, like, looking grumpy. So I said to her, and I was like, remember, it's a wedding day, like, happy emotions. Let them out, but, like, do what you need to, but happy if we can. So she looks at me, and she's like, I need a minute. And I was like, okay, take a minute.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? So we're in a venue. There's not a lot of places to go. The bridal suite's very, very tiny. No windows, like not a place to even get dressed in. So I walk her back to the suite to keep her hidden from everybody, give her a couple minutes, check in on her. Like, she comes back and she's like, I'm ready. And I'm like, okay. Walk her back out to the spot past, you know, everybody who's hiding. Dad's hiding, groom's hiding because nobody wants to see her.
Yeah.
And she comes back out and she's like, you just made me really anxious. And I was like, huh? Like, what? And she was like, yeah, you just, like, you checked on me. And that, like, made me really anxious. And I was like,
oh, my God.
So the room you're in doesn't have windows and doesn't have, it has one door. Like, I can't see in there unless I come in and check on you.
Yeah.
And I told you to wait in there because I'm keeping you hidden from people. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, it's just like, you just kept on checking on me and it made me really anxious. And she just starts crying again. And I was like,
whoa.
Oh, my God. So I get her napkins from the bar to, like, dry herself off. We, like, retouch her makeup, do all the things. And I was like, you know what? I was like, take another minute because I fucking need a minute now.
Like, yeah.
I fucking need a minute. So I went and I grabbed my second shooter and I explained what had happened to her. And she was even like, what? Like, all the time when you go to weddings, it's like people are, like, running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And then you come in and it's like, oh, somebody who, like, has helped me plan out the day. Somebody who can help me manage the timeline now. Somebody who is, like, calming. And they know I'm on their side. Yeah. Like, I've never not been on my couple's side. So my second was like, I think it's just a lot of, like, misplaced anxiety that's happening and coming out on you because you're, like, the stranger in the situation and the easiest person to put it onto because I'm also the one demanding things at the time.
Sure.
Like, get fucking dressed before your ceremony starts. I don't know. It's yeah. a wild concept. But yeah, so I go back out and then I'm like, this is within like the first maybe 2 hours of the day. So I still have like 8 hours with this woman who just attacked me for trying to get her dressed before her ceremony. Like it was, and I'm like, okay, so, and we're still doing pictures. Like we still have things to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to get to cocktail hour. They're not doing a purse slip. So I don't have the time to do all this later, you know? And like we talked about earlier, like I like happiness. I like genuine. I like those things, but now this woman I feel like hates me for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, let me just shove all that down inside like the pit of my stomach and cry about it later because I don't have time to do this. Like right. It ended up being fine. The rest of the wedding went about as you could expect it to. But it was just so easy in that moment to just hear her fucking words over and over again. And I'm sitting there trying to get her to be happy with all of her bridesmaids and smiling with her mom and things like that. And she is because she's gotten over it because we like literally talked about it, like I hugged her out, you know. Yeah. I was like, can we just move on and I'll go fucking smoke a pack of cigarettes later about this. Like, go drink a bottle of tequila or something. So we got on and it ended up, I had a really hard time editing the pictures because it just kept on bringing up those memories for me. But
yeah.
It was just a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Fucking terrible.
Right. And
made the rest of the day hella awkward.
Oh, I'm sure. And then, you know, with having to edit the photos later and just even like, I feel like after you've had a situation like that, going to then work with the next couple.
Yeah.
Or like then that stays with you. Like it lingers. It's like this real nasty, like rain cloud.
Right. Especially we talked about like the emotions that you feel when you look back at your pictures. Now I know every single time that that girl looks at her picture, she's going to be like, oh my God, remember how fucking angry I was when I put on my dress?
Yeah.
Like nobody wants that.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah. But that's not your fault. That's like your second shooter said, it's all misplaced.
Hopefully.
Anxiety.
Hopefully. That carried on with me, like you were saying, to the next wedding and the next one. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, does everybody hate me? Does anybody actually want to be around me? Am I not connecting with my couples? Like, am I just a fucking shithead and people are, like, regretful that they hired me? Like, Susan's wedding photographer. But I'm like, it's just, I don't want people to walk away like you did and be like, God, that girl was, like, very bitchy. And like, she was very demanding.
No. No, my wedding photographer, she was just she's just miserable. She's not a people person. Like, she, I don't know. Obviously, like, the skills with photography. Like, she's a very skilled photographer.
People can be talented and still shitty people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how did you shake that off? Like, how did you let...
Honestly, so after that wedding, I had, I delivered another gallery, mm-hmm. like, shortly after my horror wedding. And then I didn't hear back from that bride right away. And I actually told her about this too after the fact. Yeah. She had written me like maybe a month later and was like, oh, we're still like going through making the selects for our album because there's so many good ones. Like, we just can't pick to narrow it down. And I was like, ma'am, like, straight up, I was so scared to ask you if you even received your gallery because you didn't say anything to me. Yeah. Like, I don't need like the praise after it, but like, hey, we got them. We love them is enough, you yeah. know, like, or hey, we got them. Thanks. Like yeah. anything. So I told her and I was like, yeah, I'm just like, I was so nervous that you didn't like the pictures after I sent them. And she was like, are you kidding me? I haven't taken my nose out of my phone looking at these pictures since you delivered them. Like, obviously they're all my new favorite pictures and blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll work on getting selects to you. And then I was like, okay. Okay. So like, people don't hate me. People don't hate me. And I would have consult calls and, you know, at the end of it, oh, I really enjoy talking with you. I really enjoy your personality. And I'm like, great, people who don't know what I need to hear right now, like, please just keep on telling me these things.
Yeah.
And I don't think I still have shaken it all the way because yeah. that's social anxiety for you. But you just assume everybody hates you anyway.
Yeah.
But that was like, she did hate me in that moment. It was real. Yeah. It was real. So.
Yeah.
I mean, still working to get over it.
Really? Like.
She fresh.
Yeah. No, for real. I mean. Just when you and I chatted last week and I shared with you like my shit experience and then hearing yours, like that was really helpful for me to just process what I was still really holding on to mm-hmm. because just being able to step into that role for you to be like, no, you're great. Right? And you need to remember who the fuck you are. Thank like you. This is like, you're amazing. Like, are you... Like, how can you just let one person make you feel that way? And I'm like, yeah, Susan.
Hello, pot, meet kettle.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's what I was leaving today. And obviously, I say I'm awkward all the time. I tell everybody that I'm fucking awkward as soon as the camera's on me, which there is a camera on me. I turn into, don't yell at me, I turn into a potato. So it is what it is.
You're not a potato.
And my husband, I was leaving the house and he was just like, just be yourself. Everybody loves you. And I was like, okay.
Oh. It's so hard because, like, I mean, your husband's right. Everybody does love you.
Not everybody.
But, like, the people that don't love you, like, can fuck off. Like,
I mean, somewhere else.
That's fine. Yeah.
They're not my people.
They can find another photographer. Like,
right.
There's so many personal stylists right. out there. There's so many wedding photographers out there. Like, that's why. Because you need
somebody you vibe with.
Exactly. Like, I'm not offended if someone finds somebody... that finds another personal stylist that they're like, you know, we're vibing. It's yeah. great. Like, you know, I'm bummed, obviously, if I felt like we had a connection.
Right.
Things don't turn out that way. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, no, I want what's best for the client.
Oh, and if I have to remind myself that literally all the time.
Yeah.
Like all the time. And I say to people during consult calls, they'll be like, you know, we're talking with a few other people. And it's like... like yeah. a knife in my heart, but like, you should be talking to other people. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I tell them. I'm like, if you weren't talking to other people, I would think you're a little fucking crazy because it's an investment.
Yeah.
Like, everything you do with money is an investment for you, but especially like stuff surrounding your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if they talk to other people and then come back and still hire me, I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. The hair toss.
You do like me. Yeah.
Like, oh, I won.
That's yeah, but and it's nice to know because especially I don't know, I don't feel like I have styles of photography are like, obviously everybody has their own unique like shooting style and editing style, which are two things I talk about a lot with couples. You can find two that are very similar to each other though everywhere. So it really does come down to like a personality race sometimes.
Yeah.
Or a budget race. Those are the two things.
Sure.
So when they like do pick me, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You do like me. Great.
Exactly.
And that kind of stuff is what helps you get over the shitty stuff.
Right. Yeah. And it's just, it's interesting how yeah. sometimes we can really fixate and focus on the one mm-hmm. negative situation as opposed to all of the positive, like over the years, you know, like the years that you've been doing weddings and
family photos and branding photos.
Right.
Like, how many people?
Thousands.
How many weddings? Right.
Not thousands of weddings. Thousands of people. Yeah. Thousands of shoot. Thousands of moms who have liked me and bridesmaids who have liked me and groomsmen who were like, oh, this girl's so fun to hang out with. Like, yeah. Whatever. And then it's like one mix of people that I clearly didn't weed out as not being my vibe.
Sure.
Done took that all away.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, but
it's, and I feel like it's hard too when you look back on those situations, because then you're like, oh, that was a red flag. Oh,
yeah.
That was a red flag.
Oh, I should have seen it.
Yeah. But sometimes, I know for me, it's like the inner people pleaser kind of comes mm-hmm. out. And it's like, no, but I can fix it.
Yeah.
Like, red flag.
I'll break them out of that habit that they have that's terrible, like just being a terrible person.
Is it really red or is it magenta?
Right.
Like, it's fine. It's like,
not waving in the wind. It's just kind of there. It's
yeah,
fine.
It's just like on their front lawn. Like, it's not. Yeah. I definitely had clients like that, even with my last year that I had to fire. So they know who they are. I would never, like, I don't keep clients where.
I also had to break up with a couple. So.
Yeah. And it takes, it's hard. It's hard to, like, get to that point where you're like, no, this is not working.
Yeah.
Like, I know I said yes. I know I gave it the good old college try, but, like.
We both made poor decisions.
We both made, like, you said yes, I said yes. Like, it was consensual, but, like, no. This should not have gotten as far as
I did. I think that's one of those things, like, as your morals grow with your business, too, I think, and you realize that you get to have these boundaries. Because when you first start out, you're, like, just fucking plucking from anybody who will throw something your way.
Yeah.
Like, literally anybody. I shot so many weddings that I was like, oh my God, I would go home to my husband and be like, if every wedding was like this, I would never be a photographer.
I know.
Like, it would never fucking happen. And now, like, we're both at this point that we get to, like, actually consider our own feelings and our own boundaries and be like, this one's not really going to benefit me.
Right.
Like, not even monetarily, but, like, it's going to fucking mess with my mental health.
Yeah.
So let's just not do that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
It is so nice.
High five.
High five. It is so nice because I completely agree with you. Like, when you are in that early stage of building your business, you do say yes to everything and everyone mm-hmm. because you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. And, but you get to that point where you're like, ooh, I didn't
like
that.
Me.
Yeah. Or even the point where you're like, oh my gosh, if every client was like that, I would be so happy. Like,
right.
And then now that's where
they
I'm
are.
At.
They are all like that.
Like, I'm like, I love you. I love you. Like, I love my clients. Like, because they're all,
yeah,
they're all my people. And that's so wonderful because just trying to figure out, like, what your values are as a human, but then, like, what your values are as a business and, like, going through all of that and then being very clear about what those values are, you know, it's very intentional for me to, like, talk about just the, like, LGBTQ community in
right.
episode, like, 1 and 2 of my podcast. Because I'm like, hey, if you are not an ally, if you're not part of the community, like, this
bye.
Is not for you. Like, you know,
I am not like, for you.
Exactly. Like, it's important for me to, like, highlight, like, the BIPOC community and, like, marginalized communities because, like, I want to support them, obviously.
Right.
But, like, also, I want people to know just what's important to me.
Yeah.
And that just is a constant thread throughout my business, like, who I am as a human and everything else. And that's what
I want. We had a run-in with that in the wedding world, too, forever ago on a style shoot where you and I feel like you were on that one. Yeah, you definitely were because you brought an assistant with you. At, I'm not going to say the place because I don't want to out anybody.
I remember which one you're talking about.
And she was like, and this just comes with, like, being an ally of sorts. She was like, oh, I'm really happy, like, blending out XYZ, but, like, just don't tag me in anything because I didn't realize that the couple you were using was same sex. I was like, goodbye. I'm going to find somebody else to use then. That is,
yeah.
Nope. No, thank you.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, the company is since bought out by wonderful people.
Yes.
By wonderful people.
Yeah.
But I'll still never forget that.
No.
And that, like, and when I have, like, you know, some brides of mine, some, like, same-sex brides, and they're like, oh, you know, like, the dress place we went to, like, doesn't support. I'm like, it's a fucking dress. Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
Like, ugh, it drives me insane.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, it's fucking, what year is it, 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was saying this in 2020 still, even. Like, right. I still say, I'm like, what fucking year is it, people? Like, get it together.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just, I don't.
That grinds my gears for a whole other day.
Yeah. For real. Like.
Part two.
Exactly. We'll definitely have to have you back on. Because we could just talk forever. And we will. But not recording.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We have plans. And it'll be a good time today. But Jess. Oh my gosh, where can people find you? I feel like I just want you to share
under a rock. All
of stuff. No, on socials. Like we'll share everything in the show notes too, but like tell.
Yeah, anybody trying to get in contact, more or less through email is the best way to find me because I get buried in DMs or they get hidden or things like that. But you can always find and follow at captured.by.jessicalyn. All the periods, because apparently Jessica Lynn Photography is the most common name in the entire world.
Oh my gosh.
But
that's funny. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's like 20 of me.
Jess is hilarious on Instagram too. Like
I'm cringeworthy.
It's such a good time. So you get like little, not only do you get all of her beautiful photos, but thank like you. All of her fun personality too. So she's a great follow. It's not just like beautiful weddings all the time. There's lots of good in there too. I mean, obviously the weddings are good. I'm rambling.
Lots of personal good.
Personal good. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Yay.
So fun.
I'm so glad.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.